The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and indeed we're live in a beautiful, finally gorgeous Washington, D.C. day. What a beautiful metropolitan day. All of us should get outside, and it looked chilly, you know, but it's going to get warm this week. It's going to get really, really nice. What a way to, you know, enhance that immunological response in your body, make things, you know, happier around us. We deserve it, right? We really need to make sure that our emotional side of that healing triad is up and running. Well, you're going to have the opportunity. So make sure that you enjoy it and you get outside and you get to do it. You know, as we look around the country and we see a lot of things changing, a lot of people are still kind of hunkered down and believing that they still have to, you know, stay quiet with COVID. But there's a lot of people out there that are saying, I think we're done, you know, and they're opening up and we're going to see what takes place. And, you know, I'm excited. I am really excited. But we got a program for you today, one that is probably more pervasive than you would think about, one that too many people end up with permanent impairment and disability and pain patterns that never go away afterwards. So what are we talking about? We're talking about failed spinal surgery. You go into the doc and you've been in pain a long time and you finally say, yep, let's do the surgery. And then you come out of the surgery and you're either worse off or you're in the same situation that you were before. So this program, you need to pay attention. Anybody who's ever contemplated surgery and you've been putting up with, because we're going to let you know what can take place afterwards, both positively, and we're going to tell you what your choices are to make sure that it takes a different turn. But to do that, you know, somebody that I respect in the office, probably more so than, you know, a lot of other people. And the reason for it is he thinks like I think. We look at things very similarly. And we have to make sure that our patients understand the why behind things, what really takes place, what was the trigger mechanisms. So who's here to help me? Dr. Zhang, welcome to the program again. Hopefully we can hear you because I can't hear you, my friend. So we're going to have to check in with the studio, but I'll let our engineer break us up if we're not. But you know what I think we need to do, Dr. Zhang? Why don't you close it out again and then come right back in, sign back in, and let's see if that hooks it up. Because right now I can't hear you, sir. It's funny. I'm sitting here on the board and I can see him and he's talking to me, but he's not coming through. So I don't know if he's coming through on the radio or not. So I think what you need to do, Dr. Zhang, is you need to sign off and then try to get right back into the program again. Start from the beginning. And in the meantime, I will set the stage where we're going to be talking about, because this is a really important topic. You know, when we talk about failed back surgery, we're talking about a syndrome that affects so many different people. And the definition of failed back surgery is simply defined by this. It's low back pain or even hip and leg pain that persists continually despite surgical intervention, that you went through the surgery and, you know, you're no better off than what you were, or in many cases, you're much worse than what you were. And that definition, by the way, was published by the National Associations on International Association of the Study of Back Pain in 2019. So that should give you a moment to pause. We'll see if Dr. Zhang is still there. Dr. Zhang, are you there yet? We're still having some problems, my friend. We still can't hear you. So we're going to have to check it again. What we're going to have to do is see if you're going to have to call the office, meaning the studio, at 888-630-9625 and ask Jeff to see if they can hook you up. In the meantime, I will talk about what's going on and we'll make this happen. But you know, if he had back pain, and here's the situation. I want to break down back pain that drive people into surgeries in three categories. The first is back pain only. It's persistent. It's ugly. It's nasty. You know, you bend over just a little bit and you can't move. And you've been on all kinds of medications and nothing seems to do the trick. It dumbs it down a little bit so you can sleep, but that's the extent of it. That's number one. Number two, you have back pain with leg pain, and that leg pain can go down the middle of your back. That pain can, you know, be into your buttocks area. It could go down the back of your knees. It could go to your big toe. So depending on the distribution, by the way, it tells you exactly where the pain is coming from. So between the front of the leg and the back pain. So for example, if you have pain in your upper leg near your hip and maybe halfway down your thigh, that's going to be a little higher up in your low back. If it's lower into the front of the leg, that's going to be a little lower in your low back. Now, if it goes down the back of your leg and down the outside of your leg and into your feet, then it's lower down into your feet as well. That's the low lumbar spine, and it can affect all kinds of things. And the third syndrome is where you don't have back pain. You just have leg pain, and it's burning, and it's ugly, and you can't walk, and it's just an achy, throbby type of thing, and it's on fire. It feels like a knife's in there. Now, you would say to me, which one of these things are the worst of the worst? Well, the worst of the worst happens to be the leg pain. Without any back pain, without any consistency. I think we're trying to see Dr. Zhang's back on. Are you? Can you hear me, Dr. Zhang?
Yeah, I can hear.
There you are. Bingo. Oh, hi. Well, hey, welcome to the program, finally. I don't know what you were doing to that computer, but somehow it doesn't like you this morning. So,
I mean, nothing good comes easily, right?
No, but it's you're back, and it's perfect, and we're good to go, and it's all set. But I was sitting there. I said, well, you know, looks like I'm going to have to do a monologue, but, you know, it's not
here.
A problem. So, Dr. Zhang, what I did is I went in. I don't know if you had heard any of the commentary, but I simply broke down the failed back surgery into something that basically is that they had surgery and the pain is still persistent, still there. It doesn't go away. You know,
right. You know what?
Go ahead. Jump in.
Yeah, because I was a doctor when I was in China. So I did multiple, I did surgery before for the patient. So I'm an assistant to have my professor, the surgeries. So this is not uncommon at all. Actually, the 1 in 5 people have these problems. There's specific words for this kind of syndrome. It's called a failed back surgery syndrome, so FBSS.
Well, you know, interesting that in the United States, you said 1 in 5. In the United States, it's 50%.
Oh, wow.
So you're far better in China than you are here. Oh, because 50% of the people that go in for back surgery have a failed back surgery problem. And now what they mean by failed is that the pain is no better.
Right.
Or the pain gets progressively worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens with 50% of the people that go under surgery. So it's like flipping a coin. You know, yeah, some people get better and they hit the right situation, but you have a problem where the majority of, or the at least half of the people never get well as they had hoped that they would get well by going into surgery, and now they're left. And we're going to break the program up into two pieces. Yeah. The first part of the program, let's talk about the syndrome and why it fails. Mm-hmm. And then the second part of the program, let's talk about what we can do to fix it. Right?
Correct.
The one thing that I want to position is that anybody who's had back pain and considering surgery, anybody that has had surgery and is in this situation needs to pay very close attention to what we're talking about.
Yes.
And then this Wednesday evening, you're going to have a program that's going to be available to you, just like we do every week. And Dr. Zhang is going to present this whole presentation. All you have to do to get a hold of that is really simply call the Rizal Center in Fairfax at 703-698-7117 and ask them to send it to you. Alternatively, you can just do it online. You can go to rozellecare.com. To scroll down, you'll see the advertisement for the podcast, and you have no obligation. Just check it out and get the information and learn about it and see what you can do to help yourself. Let's get into this a little bit more, Dr. Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
You know, the people that do have surgical intervention, they have surgery done. Why do they fail?
Why do they fail? they're actually, we talk about what they feel, we should think about what are the indications, how much possibility you need a surgery. So did their research actually over 80% probably you do not need a surgery. That's why you fail. If a surgery is not the key to you, why you do surgery? If you do surgery, nothing can help you. This is what you talk about. That's the first category is no change, no better. This is why. That means, so the patient asked me, okay, you know, I went to multiple orthopedic doctors and they all tell me, you know, you need a surgery. I just simply tell the patient, okay, let's for example, if you want some Chinese food, you went to American restaurant. There's no Chinese food there. This is the only way. This is the only way they can provide you surgery, right? They don't know how to use the other way to treat you. How from different reasons, from they don't know how to from the cause, the reason to root to treat you. Now you know you feel no better. That's the first very common reason. Actually, it's not because the patients, more doctors, you know, this is the only way they can do. They learn that way, but however, they were very. In there to judge the patient that if you need surgery, how much possibility do you need a surgery or how much possible you can get better after surgery.
Now, it's an incredible misapplication, in my opinion, that allow people to potentially come out worse than what they went in. And, you know, there was a woman that I was doing a study on recently because I was preparing for something else. Mm-hmm. And here's this woman that was showing Parkinson-like tremors. And she went to her neurologist, and the neurologist says, no, it's not Parkinson's, but what it is you have massive spinal stenosis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she goes to the neurosurgeon. The neurosurgeon says, we have to do surgery, and we're going to cut you from cervical 3 down to thoracic 1, which is about 5 segments. And we're going to do a 5-level, what's called a laminectomy, which they take out these little stabilizing pieces of bone on either side of the spine, and they open the spine up in order to decompress or give more room to the spine and to the nerves and so forth. So she goes in and they sort of, you know, you're going to have a long recovery period, but you'll recover. You'll do well. It's going to take a lot of rehabilitation. So she goes in and she has the surgery done, and she comes out of the surgery, wakes up the next morning, and she's paralyzed. Quadriplegic.
Wow.
Quadriplegic. So that's an extreme case, obviously. But when you see something like that happen, you see other residuals, the loss of functional capacity, the strength not returning, pain that shows up in other areas. Those are all consistent with a failed back surgery presentation. Obviously, I brought that up because it's so extreme. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about more of those things. There's a whole lot more. We could talk about, you know, the applications, but more importantly, in the second half of the program, I really want to talk about what people can do to make a difference. We're coming up to a quick break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, an amazing practitioner at the Rozelle Center. We'll be right back after some important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. And it's gorgeous outside. Make sure you get out and enjoy it. It's going to be a magnificent week. It's going to be warm. But go figure, right? It's March already. So we're anticipating. We're anticipating blossoms and buds and birds and trees. And yeah, I'm very hopeful. I want to make sure that gets happening. we're talking about a very important subject, one that unfortunately way too many people suffer from. And we're talking about failed spinal surgery, back surgery that went awry. Something didn't work, and or it was the wrong approach, wrong procedure, or it was made worse because of the surgery. And nobody knows this problem better than Dr. Qinglong Zhang.
Thank you.
And Dr. Zhang, you were exposed to a lot of surgeries in Shanghai. Is that right?
Correct. When I was, yes.
So you saw a lot of people that unfortunately didn't do very well with surgeries.
No. So when I go back, that's only 3. We did a lot of research because my hospital was there is the combination of the Western medicine and Eastern medicine. That's why I tell patients, I'm not against anybody. I'm not against Western medicine because I was born in a Western medicine doctor family, you know, my whole family. So that's why we try to come back together. We have a lot of patients also referred by another people from another very pure Western medicine doctor there to go to our hospital because our hospital is come back together. So actually, it's only three major reasons we have to they do the surgery. So the first reason, of course, is a tumor in the spinal cord or the cyst in the spinal cord. It's nothing you can do. That's it. You have to do the surgery. There's no choice. 100%. So the second most common is one decompressed the nerve root that's getting pinched. And the third reason is stabilize the painful joints. You know, it's not stable. It's very weak for some reason or stable that. But however, before we do that, a lot of people, a lot of doctors and some doctors, they misdiagnosis as these three reasons for the piriformis syndrome. Piriformis syndrome, just like you decompress a nerve or you have low back fiber. But however, if you go deeper to diagnose the patient, it's only piriformis syndrome. It's not because of the back. They did surgery. It's nothing help. And then also because sometimes it can be because of the SI joint, you know, sacroiliac joint syndrome. So I have that problem. So they still think, okay, it's from back. I'll do back surgery. So actually, why it's so common? Because so if actually did research after 16 years old, your days can become to degenerate. So that means after 6 years, everybody go to MRI, you always can see disc herniation or disc, you know, protrusion or this kind of, you know, diagnosis there.
But that doesn't mean you have pain though.
No. So far I don't have any pain, but I'm 30, almost 40. No. So that's why they misdiagnose. Okay, you have disc herniation. So that's why we talk to my patient. So I tell my patient, I read my patient. I diagnose the patient, I diagnose people. I do not diagnose the paper, diagnose the number, diagnose the images.
That's right. There's an interesting situation that we have a couple of minutes. I want you to comment on it. You said that, you know, your experience in China was that just over 20% of the people had failed back surgeries. So that's a big number, that 80% of the people did, you know, almost 80% of the people did well with the surgery. They had a decent outcome.
So don't make me wrong. When I say did a well, that means they do not feel bad. That's it that way. I don't feel bad. But still long-term, the life quality, they still do a lot of research to see long-term life quality is still different. Still is different.
So that number,
right. So I want to say 1 to 5, the 1 to 5 immediate after surgery get much, much worse, no better at all, get worse. This is very obvious, can show you in short term, but long term life quality is still don't know.
So here's something that goes in the back of my brain. So even if the success rate in China is better, right, than what it is here in the United States, is that because before they do the surgery, they've done all kinds of other conservative things with acupuncture and manual therapies and things like that prior to, which work, so they don't have to go into surgery?
Thank you. That's what I want to tell the people next sessions. Yes, because I'm saying, our hospital is all Chinese medicine hospital. We do acupuncture. We do the Chinese herb heating pad. We do that. We have manipulation tool, a Tuinan manipulation tool, and before the surgery, we get a foundation built up already. So that's why maybe the reason the successful rate looks a bit higher than the United States, actually.
Yeah, most low back pain, most spinal pain of any kind, regardless of the neck or low back pain, can be dramatically altered and fixed in most situations by conservative procedures before they submit to surgery. And we need to keep that in mind. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to get into this in depth because this is really important. 80% of the population suffers with some sort of back pain. It's not okay. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live as we are today. And it's gorgeous outside. I can't wait to get outside and go for a walk because it is so pretty. Make sure you do too. Remember, 2 miles every day, no matter how fast you walk them or how slowly you walk them, decreases your body's ability to stay alive and fight any disease, dysfunction, pathology by 50%. Isn't that cool? So, you know, you can decrease your risk of dying by 50%. That's cool. Go for a walk.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Get out there. Go for a walk. Mm-hmm. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we're talking about failed back surgery. This guy's got a tremendous breadth and width of experience.
Thank you.
I haven't been in the hospitals in China, in Shanghai specifically, for a whole lot of time. Was involved in surgical interventions, and you know, now he is our doctor of traditional Oriental medicine at the Result Center for Healing, chiropractor, acupuncturist, herbalist. He knows his business. He knows it well. We're going to get into it and how you can resolve not only back pain and spinal pain and neck and shoulder pain, but also what happens if you come out of surgery and you're in a bad place? Can things be done? We're here at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I want to go to the phones. Johnny, thank you for being extremely patient. How can I help you, sir?
Thank you, Dr. Roselle and Dr. Zhang. I so appreciate your work.
Thank you.
I had a question. My sister insists upon getting a hip replacement, and I'm trying to caution her, but she's recalcitrant, will go through with the surgery. How can I advise her going forward?
Well, you know, Johnny, it's a difficult situation without seeing her films. Now, if the acetabular fossa and head of the femur, that's your hip bones, okay? That's that socket that the hip goes into and so forth. If that is destroyed, if the bone is destroyed, if the fossa where it attaches is destroyed, then surgery is probably the only intervention. And those are one of those things. But just because you've lost cartilage doesn't mean that you need surgery. The pain there, it can be coming from a lot of other different places. So there's things that can be interventional. Even patients that are really in a bad place, often the cartilage can be re-stimulated through regenerative medicine. And we have a doctor that is part of our team. He's a physician that's been doing functional medicine and regenerative medicine for a long time. He'll actually be starting in the Fairfax office probably within the next 2 to 4 weeks. And he would be one that I would have evaluated that. But having said that, Dr. Zhang, here's a woman that is dead set about having surgery. I mean, we can't tell whether it's something that she should have done, but let's just, for example, okay? Because that's going to cause hip and back pain, right?
Right.
And
so the hip back,
like that be
I'm
turned
sorry.
Around. No, could something like that be turned around?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. But so a lot of hip pain actually not because of the bone arm. I have a lot of patients bone arm bone. It's all have no cartilage and bone arm need a replacement. No, it's not necessary. It's not the case. So a lot of things what happens is if you have bone arm bone beginning, the body will grow some bone, extra bone called bone spur, right? It's arthritis. And then to protect you. So if you think about that, arthritis only happens, most commonly happens in the big joints, because the big joints hold a lot of weight of the body weight. And then if you get a weak, because degenerative change or some trauma or injury, and it will grow more to protect you. There's a protective mechanism actually in the body. So when that change, all your muscle group around the hip joints will change too. So when they change the position or change the what they don't have used to, they don't have it before, the body will feel different. The body try to cause inflammation. The body try to figure out how they can used to be that way. Then they feel pain, you feel stiffness, and that can make it worse. That's the best attempt to get some conservative treatment. Do the needles, do some acupuncture, do some exercise, stretching, and reduce the inflammation factors and reduce the pain. So surgery is not another way to treat this symptom, this situation.
Now, so many people put up with discomfort and they don't do anything about it. And, you know, they don't realize, particularly with hip and joint pain, what we've seen over the years, it has to do with a perfect storm. It has to do a little bit with weight. It has to do with the being out of shape. It has to do with biochemistry as well. Things that people eat that they shouldn't be eating. It causes an inflammatory reaction, and the body becomes so acidic that it begins to eat itself. The other thing that I've found to be very interesting, people who have joint space problems often have other microorganisms that are living in the joint spaces, particularly viruses. Bartonella, for example, which is a co-infection of Lyme. Ehrlichia, another one. Lyme can get into the joint spaces. Think Epstein-Barr virus, rotaviruses. They have a potential, if you will, of getting into those joint spaces, and you don't know they're there. The other things are heavy metals, toxic metals, mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium. They also will get into the joint spaces, and when they do, they disrupt the normal physiology of the joint, and they cause degeneration because of the high levels of inflammation. So when you see a patient like that, if you can identify that, you can, one, stop the progression, two, begin to reverse it, and it takes some time. The problem with Americans, opposed to other parts of the world, is Americans are impatient, and they want to have a drug to kill the pain.
It's not a way. It's not what it's not supposed to do. And also, plus, a hip pain, can you believe it? I have a few hip pain patients. Their problem is not because hip, but because the gallbladder. Because from Chinese medicine, the gallbladder channel lay on the top of the butt, the hip area. If we fix the gallbladder, the hip pain is gone. So there's a different. So that's what I'm saying. So functional medicine, the holistic medicine, is why it's so beautiful, because they don't only see one spot, they see the whole picture. The body is the most complex machine in the whole world. You have to see the whole picture. You cannot see the whole only one part. They work together.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. And you know, in this particular situation, Johnny asking about family member, you know, and part of the question was if you know. This woman wants to have surgery. She's going to have surgery during this period of time. Most of the hospitals are very safe, you know, to go in and have a procedure done. I wouldn't be too afraid of that. That's not my point. My point is, does she really need the surgery?
Yeah, I think the best way for her is to schedule some appointment with me, or we can do a little bit of phone consultation. Then we can do video, virtual. We check the patient, check the, you know, some, you know, things, probably if she cannot come here, you know, where is she, you know. So it's best to evaluate her or from somebody else, you know, to evaluate her from different way.
Yeah, the underlying note here is do not jump at surgery as your immediate resolution of what's going on with your body. There's so much that you can do on your own. There's so many other interventions that you can do, from, you know, straight conservative care with acupuncture and herbal preparation and spinal manipulation, dietary changes and stem cell and so forth, way more than you know, people even begin to think about. Unfortunately, surgery is a big ticket item, and meaning dollar value. And it's, you know, you're talking about tens upon thousands of dollars, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, $120,000 for surgical intervention, when it's all said and done with rehabilitation, hospital fees, doctor fees, follow-ups and so forth. It's a heavy hit, and particularly somebody who is contributory to the society. Now you take that in consideration, the impact that it has on their life, their family. And as we said early on, doesn't mean that they're all successful.
Yeah.
So Dr. Zhang, we're into the treatment piece. Okay. So, I want everybody to know that this Wednesday, you're going to have the ability to listen to this amazing physician, about this specific topic. So to take advantage of it, just simply call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and ask for it to be sent to you, and it will, and you can listen to it in the privacy of your own home. If you have a question, call that number and ask to talk to Dr. Zhang. He'll call you back.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
You can also go to the website at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com. And then just go down and register for it. It's very private, very easy. They're going to ask you for a place to send it to, and you know, they'll confirm, and that's how you do it. Dr. Zhang, let's talk a little bit more about
treatment.
Treatment.
Yeah. So before talking my treatment, I want to talk to their on the medical doctor, how they can treat the patient. Actually, they only treat the symptoms. They do not treat the cause. Or they give the patient the painkiller, anti-inflammatory things. They give the patient breathing, the bed rest. But it has a lot of side effects, right? So if you do painkillers, they can cause a lot of, you know, the gastro issue, the liver damage, and the bleed, the internal bleeding, and breathing. So bracing can weaken the muscle because the body rely on the muscle and the muscle is not working later on. So it causes muscle atrophy. And a better rest, the same thing. Again, muscle atrophy, neurology change, the regression. So from my side, what I can do to the patient is, so you had to work on the nervous system. So every single cell in your body nerve, same thing with all the nerve come out from spine and it goes to everywhere. If you have the field back, spine back surgery, and then it means your nerve flow get affected. So you need some adjustment, a chiropractic to alter your nerve flow and do spinal manipulation or TMJ and the jaw adjustment and the SI, the sacral idiom adjustment and do the stretching and the strengthening. So a lot of people do yoga or do Tai Chi, do a lot of stretching, but however, they forgot about the strengthening. Strengthening is a very, very important part too. Strengthening can hold you better, hold you stronger to make you feel better. So after that, I would do my acupuncture. Acupuncture based on Chinese medicine along the 4,000 years ago, they balance the energy, balance the circulation. Think about that. If you have pain, no matter is inflammation or pain, it's all because inflammation factors is accumulated there. So you want to use acupuncture to put some specific point to move this energy, move the circulation, and then reduce the inflammation factors and make you heal faster. If you have chronic inflammation, the body loses the ability to heal themselves. Right?
Absolutely. And here's the situation. I want to intervene just one piece that people really need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
The first line of application in the allopathic community is usually to put people on an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And it's an aspirin-like substances. An aspirin is an NSAID. Advil is an NSAID. Motrin is an NSAID. The problem with those different medications, if you will, because they're putting on them very heavily in the most situations, mm-hmm. is that it makes the problem worse. And why it makes the problem worse, it's not treating the problem. But again, there's another piece. They compete for the receptor site that heals the joint. The receptor site needs sulfate ion. And, you know, you've heard the term glucosamine sulfate. The sulfate portion is what actually gets in and handles that. But the NSAID goes in and grabs a hold of that receptor site so the sulfate ion can't get in to repair the joint. So what happens, that chronic use of that NSAID causes the joint not to be able to heal and progresses the worsening of the condition and the inflammatory reaction that takes place. And subsequently, now you've got a totally destroyed joint. The patient has to become proactive, has to be a partner. Anyway,
right. That's why, you know, if you go to see pain management doctors, you do the injection of cortisone or steroid, they only tell you we only can do it 3 times. There's a reason behind that, why they do it 3 times. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, long term, it will destroy the joints, make it much, much worse. It's got acute relief of pain, but not for long term. Okay, so after acupuncture adjustment, I will do the laser. We have a laser and a reduced laser. It's a wonderful, it's like a cold laser. It's a low-level laser. It's different with the laser you talk about as a cut. It can reduce the inflammation tremendously.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm going to let you wrap that up when we come back. The program has gone way, way too fast. We got so much to talk about. This is a program that we should do show and tell, but we're coming up to a break. We're going to give you a few more hints and directions when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, will be your presenter this Wednesday evening. Don't go away. We really have so much more to give you. Wish we had another hour to do the program. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Indeed, we're here. Make sure that you tell everybody about us and make sure that they understand that they get the most right on information, the truth, if you will, and they're not going to find it any other place, whether it has to do with low back pain that we're talking about and failed back surgeries, whether it has to do with autoimmune conditions, whether it has to do with this crazy COVID that's out there right now. And we're there to help you. If you have any questions when we're not here, very simple. Go to the website, go to RoselleCare.com, check it out. You can go to DrTomRoselle.com. You can call the office and talk to Dr. Zhang or anybody else at 703-698-7117. Again, I want to extend my thanks to our men and women in the military because you guys keep fighting us and we're there to help you and we try to get back to you as quickly as we possibly can with the information. However you do it, you're doing it. So, you know, we salute you and we thank you for the opportunity to have what we have today, and we couldn't do it if it wasn't for you. Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
You're going to be doing an amazing presentation this week on Wednesday.
Well.
It's going to be one that is going to be revealing, if you will. And I think a lot of people, you know, get to a place, particularly in this country, where they feel that if a drug can't fix them, nothing can, and their only option is acupuncture. I wish that was the case, but it's not.
Right.
You know, their only option is surgery. But with spinal manipulation, acupuncture, nutrition, lifestyle modifications, not only can you get rid of the pain, but you can heal the body as well.
The body, the whole body.
And that's the most important thing. What are you going to cover this week? Why should people tune in and listen to you?
Why? Because if you want your life better, you have to see me. Okay, so I will cover the four categories. The first one will be what is the field of spinal surgery? How often? What is that? The second one will be so what's the reason? What's the symptoms you can tell it's failed spinal surgery? And the third one will be how can we treat you, can approach you in holistic way, even though before the spinal surgery, you want to talk to me, get an evaluation with me. It doesn't hurt, right? Maybe you must get a lot of information from me. So the third one, the last but not least, I always go to patient to take home tapes. So I'll teach you something you can do at home or from yourself, the best doctor you are yourself. It's yourself. So you have to take care of yourself and then know your body. Then I will teach you how to enhance the activities or the diet. It was very simple tips, very easy to follow. You gain a lot too from the benefits, a lot from there too. So this is all four session I will cover this Wednesday.
That's
so that also not only because after surgery, if you think about a surgery or if you think, oh, this surgery is my only way, please call the office, then talk to me to get an evaluation with me. So if something again doesn't hurt, you will get a lot of information you'll never get before.
Here's an interesting situation that I want our listeners to think about, particularly when it comes to jumping in and saying, okay, cut me. Once you're cut, you're cut. You can't reverse it. Once you do surgery and you take something out or you fuse something or you implant something, it's done. It's finished. How committed are you to yourself? How committed are you to explore things and really do 100% of what you should do to turn your life around, and not look at something that may have devastating side effects and ramifications that you weren't aware of or weren't told about? Think about that before you tell your surgeon, go ahead and cut. Let's get this over with. There's no other way.
Okay, go to multiple restaurant.
That's funny. See, I have to live with this guy on a day-to-day basis in the office, and he always puts a smile on my face. It's very
well. Now, the smile it releases a lot of good hormones that reduce the inflammation too. Actually, yeah,
that's right.
Smile.
those of you who've been a patient of Dr. Zhang's, or if you've been in the office and you're seeing any of us, you can hear this man anywhere in the office. He's always laughing. He's always smiling. He's making his patients feel amazingly better just with his presence.
His laugh is healing. It's
so strong. It's incredible. If I walk into a room and he's four rooms down, I can hear him going through the rafters and he puts a smile on my face. I appreciate his knowledge, his background, his capacity.
Thank you.
He's an amazing practitioner. We're coming up to a break. And just remember, we're here every Sunday bringing you the most important new updated information that we possibly can for your health, for you to turn your life around and to make it better so you can enjoy every moment and your presence is present. We're at the end of the program, and you know, we'll be here next week with something better and newer and another different look at your life. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Remember, we do this for one reason and one reason only, as we love you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Stay well. Be safe.